But nonetheless, I shall read a sermon that will be briefer than ordinary today. And it has to do with a grandfather and a not-so-grand son. Thus we begin. The grandfather and the not-so-grand son. Not very long ago, I had the privilege to witness a phenomenal sporting event. What made this sporting event so fantastic was not the exceptional abilities of an individual player or team, for neither team was exceptional, nor was it the exciting drama of the game itself, for the game was only mildly exciting, as athletic events go. Not quite a blowout, but a decisive victory of one team over the other. No, what made this athletic event phenomenal and fantastic was not what happened on the court between the competitors, but what happened between the court and the seats in the arena, between the stands and the athletic field of play. Between a grandfather and a not-so-grand son. Now, we all think that we know what a grandfather is. Our male ancestor, two generations removed from us. But certainly a grandfather is much more than this. The word grandfather conjures images of greatness, grand meaning great, truly defining what it means to be grand, particularly grand in the eyes of a so-called grand child. Much more than a male ancestor, a grandfather represents a kind of God figure to his descendants. His head crowned with silver-haired wisdom, his face creased with the marks of time and experience, his strong arms and calloused hands exercised with 7 decades of physical prowess and finished work, and his smiling mouth graced with a kindness that comes only from triumph over adversity. Such images, if we are blessed, we have of our grandfathers. But what of grandsons? Actually, unlike the word grandfather that can truly define a great male ancestor, the word grandson is really an oxymoron. For a grandson is neither grand nor great. A grandson, not grand at all, but rather petite and pitiful, especially in relation to his grandfather. Think of the so-called grandson at birth. The baldness of his head is exceeded only by the baldness of his brain. His squinting eyes can hardly stand the light, much less can they envision the mightiness and grandeur of the form and substance of his grandfather. The grandson can hardly walk, not even talk, but he writhes in spasmodic discoordination and wails in selfish, unintelligible moans. His tiny frame can be practically swallowed up in the palm of his grandfather's hand. And the grandson's own tiny hand can hold nothing but the grandfather's littlest finger. What a pitiful sight is a grandson, especially when compared to his truly grand father. Well, did David say, like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him. Now, this symbolic irony between the ideal grandfather and the not-so-ideal grandson was particularly magnified in the athletic event of which I spoke a few moments ago. For you see, the grandfather, who on this day watched from the grandstand his not-so-grand son, was indeed a grandfather who had reached the pinnacle of athletic performance and even fame, who watched while his grandson struggled ineffectually, almost impotently, before the grandfather's eyes. In fact, this grandfather was so world-renowned that players and fans of the opposing team immediately recognized him and gazed admiringly, no one of them knowing who the grandson was. I overheard one spectator say to another, quote, "You want to join me in star watching? Look directly across the court, in the middle of the top seat. That's..." Unquote. Yet although every opposing player knew this truly grandfather, as I said, hardly any of them, perhaps none, knew his grandson. And to make matters worse, the grandson hardly saw any action this day on the field of play. And when he did play, not only were his abilities inferior and his efforts poor compared to the majority of his losing teammates, but he himself, that is the grandson, was totally dominated by his adversary, all under the watchful eye of the grandfather. Now let us ask ourselves, what really brought this truly great grandfather here this day to watch this not-so-grand son? And what can we learn from this about our relationship to our grand Father, God Almighty? First, what brought this grandfather on this day to watch his not-so-grand son was an insoluble bond that existed between the grandfather and the not-so-grand son. A bond effected by the accident being a divine act, a bond effected by an accident of birth that nothing could sever. This apparently not-so-grand son was bone of the grandfather's bone, flesh of the grandfather's flesh. Nothing could separate the struggling offspring from the great progenitor. Not weakness, not failure, not the triumph of the adversary. Nothing that would happen or could happen on the field of battle could dissolve the iron bands of birth that joined the grandfather to this not-so-grand son. Despite the not-so-grand son's obvious weaknesses, this child was born of greatness. He was the seed of a mighty man. So also it is with our relationship to our grandfather. Pitiful and weak though we be, yet we are born of noble stock, the descendants of Solomon and the offspring of Jonathan the Mighty. Mightiness is in us, not because of who we are, but because of Him who has begotten us through the bowels of His Son. And incidentally, in the stands this day, seated at the right hand of the Grand Father, was the Father of the not-so-grand Son. The Father who Himself had led His athletic team to a national championship. And there, the Grand Father, world-renowned, the Father, well-renowned in His own right, watched the seed born of their loins struggle, failing before them. Indeed, this child was born of greatness, the seed of a mighty man. As I said, mightiness is in us not because of who we are, but because of who has begotten us, God the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this grandfather was here on this day to watch his not-so-grandson for another reason. Not merely because of the accident of birth, but an even greater bond drew the grandfather to his not-so-grandchild this day. The bond of love. Love had brought the grandfather to the arena. Love caused him to ascend to the highest seat in the arena to watch over his precious seed. Love moved him to smile upon this fainting, feeble child. Nothing the child could do or fail to do this day would lessen the passion and action of this grandfather's love. For his love was unconditional in nature. The grandfather's love did not waver as he watched the faulty performance of his child, nor even when the child sat helplessly and perhaps even embarrassed on the sidelines. The grandfather's love did not fade in the temporary triumph of the adversary over his not-so-grand child, nor did his love fade in the final failure of the not-so-grandson's team. No, in fact, the grandfather's compassion for his child was no doubt intensified by the grandson's adversity. His tenderness made greater by his not-so-grandson's weakness. And so it is with us. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other circumstances. Not our weaknesses, not our failures, not even the temporary triumph of the enemy over us, not even our own sin can separate us from the love of our grandfather through His Son, Jesus Christ. His is an everlasting love that will not let us go. Though the not-so-grand son may have sometimes hung his head in shame before his grandfather this day, what comfort must it have been for him to know that his grandfather was there that the great man was his grandfather, and that nothing could change that. What glorious consolation can we draw from this? That the mighty God is indeed our grandfather. That He is here in this great arena of human struggle, looking down upon us with tender, compassionate eye. The world may smile and mock at our failures, weaknesses, trials, and even defeats. But we can look with the eye of hope and point with the finger of faith and say to the world, you may despise me. You may even temporarily defeat me, but look, high above you, that is my grandfather. He is greater than you all, stronger than you all, wiser than you all, richer than you all. And I am his child. Dear friend, you who struggle with earthly limitations and personal failures, and worst of all, you who struggle with sin, I adjure you by the grace of the grandest Father of all. Look with the eye of faith to the highest seat in this global arena, the throne of God Almighty. Even to His right hand, His Son. You too can be born into this family. This grandfather looks to you with a tender heart and compassionate eyes. His strong arms are ready to save you. And what of your life's struggles, difficulties, and even your defeats? Why, this grandfather has sent his own son to fight for you. And he has already won the great contest with sin and even death, triumphing over them, and has become the captain of our salvation. You too can be born into this great family if you by grace can turn your eyes upon God and His Son, Jesus Christ. May our grandfather enable you to do so. Let's stand together.